Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter. Who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. We enter in. Come on, I need some worshipers in tonight. We enter in. Oh yeah. We enter in, in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes. We enter in. Oh, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Look at two or three people and say, I got to praise him. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on tonight. Amen. Come on, let's enter in with all faith. Amen. Trusting God for a mighty move in our life and those in our family. Come on, surrendering all over to God, withholding nothing right now, casting all your cares and fears down. Amen. Hallelujah. Picking up the peace that God gives, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. Will you just trust in God on tonight and know that God is still able? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Will you just trust God on today and receive your breakthrough? Receive your healing. Amen. Receive a way being opened up right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Receive and turn around right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's shout glory. Hallelujah, this set time that God has given us. Amen. Come on, let's enter in this morning. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to thank you on today. Oh, Lord, we come thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do, oh, Lord. Oh, Father God, we come thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. And amen. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh, God. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of God. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you remembered us on today. Amen. It is you that have kept us and not ourselves. Amen. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, search our hearts on tonight, oh, God. Oh, Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. Amen. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth of that Jesus is the Christ and we believe in him. Amen. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those, hallelujah, who worship you and do your will. Amen. Out of the love that you place in our heart for you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, create in us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart repenting in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible, but with man the flesh that shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we don't come just to be worshiping, just to be doing something, amen, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. According to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, oh, our soul pants for thee, oh God. Our soul thirsts for you, the living God. Our soul yearns over overwhelming desires, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, even pines for the courts of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry on tonight. Amen. Let that fire burn everly increasing in each of us. Amen. Uphold us with our free spirit. And let God be magnified. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let deliverance come to our lives. And all that's on the line today that come believing to receive us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of God. Oh, Lord, increase our faith that's received from you even the more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we ask, oh, Lord, let there be no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. Let our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Oh, Lord, circumcise our hearts. Amen. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Amen. Creating us a heart of worship for you. We rejoice only in you, Lord God. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads. Oh, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of worship and truth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day, making our life a living sacrifice and sweet savory aroma, that you will be glorified, honored in our life, be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in the love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us and over all areas of our lives. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth in our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit and in truth. Amen. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There's no one greater than you, Lord God. We decree and declare right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthing us and is manifesting its glorious presence right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, and it's taking place right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his holy name we live, move, and have our being, and we thank you for it, Lord. Oh, Lord, move mighty right now, God. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh, for your help on today, amen. Oh, Lord, you will hear our prayers, oh, God, and lead those and our family out of harm's way, oh, God. Lord, we pray, oh, God, that your hedge of protection be around us and our hallelujah and those in our family. Lord, we pray and lift up our children on tonight. Lord, let your hedge of protection be around their minds and thoughts, oh, God. We come against every attack of the enemy against their mind with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ cover their mind and thoughts, that their thoughts be pure, holy, and righteous unto you, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory over the life of our children and loved ones. Amen. Hallelujah to your name. Oh, Lord, touch and heal right now. Oh, Lord, open up the way where it seems to be no way for your children. Oh, Lord, we know that you're to be a way-making God. We know that you're God, hallelujah, that does not lie. Amen. We know that you're God that stands on his promise of yesterday, man. We know that you're God that is able, God. We know you're to be a healer, God. We know you're to be a deliverer, Father God. A way-making, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, lead us, oh, God, in thy path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to watch over our minds right now with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all faults that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Amen. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives and those in our family. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us, hallelujah, and all that we love and concern about us, hallelujah, as we pray on tonight, amen. Turn, hallelujah, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, according to John 16 and 23, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every doorway, amen. Hallelujah. And we ask that the enemy be rendered powerless, hallelujah, powerless right now in harvest, so they cannot come back through those doorways ever again to us, amen, of those in our family, our homes, our properties, our cars, our automobiles, our workplace, our business, our finances, our ministries, our spouses, their workplaces, our children, their schools and their workplaces, our friends and loved ones, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we surrender all over to you, withholding nothing, oh, God. We repent, oh, God, and we turn back to you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh, Lord, forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown sins, oh, God, sins of omission, sins of commission, oh, Lord. Forgive us, oh, Lord, for all our transgression, trespasses, and iniquity, Father God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow, oh, Lord, creating us a clean heart. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare your goodness right now. Yes, we decree and declare with all faith that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare we have redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of sins according to his riches of his grace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you that we've been redeemed from iniquity and purified. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare Revelation 14:3, we will sing a new song, for we are redeemed. We have been redeemed from an outstretched arm. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help on today. Amen. We can't thank you enough, and yet still we think. We decree and declare Jeremiah 15:21, that we and our family members and loved ones have been delivered out of the hand of the wicked and the trouble, for we are redeemed. Amen. We have been redeemed, hallowed and wrestled from him who was a stone, was stronger than us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, let us know the way of peace. May the God of peace be with us all. Amen. Let mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to us and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh Lord, let peace come to us in our household and all that we have. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you accept this peace to us and we thank you. We decree the prayer Isaiah 32:18. We would dwell in a peaceful habitation and secure dwellings and in quiet resting places. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We decree the prayer Isaiah 54:13. Our children will be taught by the Lord and their peace will be great. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let your peace guard our hearts and minds. Amen. Oh Lord, speak peace to us, oh Lord. Let us not turn back to folly. We pray that our ways will be pleasing to you, Lord God, so that we will make even, hallelujah, our enemies be at peace with us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents right now with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh Lord, anyone that's been sent by the trap of the enemy, oh God, hallelujah, even this new day, oh God, let it be cut down and pushed back in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let their works come to nothing, oh God. Oh Lord, let the enemy, oh God, right now, let them be paralyzed in their works. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We lift up our mothers on tonight. We lift up our fathers up. We lift up our husbands and wives up. We lift up our brothers and sisters up. Our children, children's children. Amen. We lift up those in our families. We lift up our co-workers, oh God. We lift up our friends and associates. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray, oh God, let your help come right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let deliverance come, oh Lord. Oh Lord, it all be delivered from all that's not of you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that eyes have not seen or ears have heard and entered into the hearts of men the plans that you have for us, your children. And we decree and declare that we are your children. We belong to you. We've been bought with a price. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary, that it is finished. Amen. That you left nothing undone. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We bless your name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we ask that you release your warring angels right now to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare with all faith, amen, that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. Amen. So, Lord, we thank you for answered prayers right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We break all the assignments of the enemy against our finances right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break our curtains of poverty, lack, and death and failure. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against the spirit of suicide. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. Hallelujah. Come to my family. Come to our bloodline. Come to our household right now. Come to our children right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our spirits of oppression and depression, fear and pride, to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare deliverance on today for those in our family and ourselves and loved ones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We rebuke and cancel our spirits of cankerworm and palmerworm, caterpillar and locust that would eat up our blessings In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree in the prayer, Isaiah 48:17, Lord, teach us to profit and lead us in the way we should go. You are Jehovah, our provider. You are El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. And then we decree in the prayer, wealth and riches are in our house because we fear you and delight, hallelujah, and delight greatly in your commandments. The blessing of the Lord is upon our life that make it rich and add no sorrow. We decree in the prayer, we're blessed going out and blessed coming back in. And then in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we can't say thank you enough, but we thank you for blessing us. We thank you for keeping us. And then, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name. Open the floodgates of heaven, oh God, right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Many are on the line that are needing a miracle right now, God. Lord, many are on the line tonight need the way to be opened up, oh God. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Let it be done, oh God. Remove every delay to our breakthrough. Remove every delay to our blessing. Remove every delay to our healing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh God, let it be done, oh God. Hallelujah. According to thy will, oh God. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ and our will to your will, Heavenly Father. That thy will be done in our life, oh God. Oh Lord, for your word tell us, oh God. Hallelujah, that you're going to give us an expected end. Amen. So we walk in expectations to receive all that you have for us. Your word tells us that all good things coming from you, Lord God, and that you will not withhold any good thing from us, your children. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. By faith, we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree in the prayer, Genesis 39:2, through your favor, we will be a prosperous people. Amen. Lord, you have called us up and you have made us up a way, our way prosperous. And we thank you. We pray in secret and you reward us openly. We thank you. We fast in secret and you reward us openly. Amen. You reward us because we diligently seek you, Lord God. Lord, release the wealth of the wicked into our hands. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, bring into us a wealthy place, oh God. Oh, give us, oh God, as it's given to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. Amen. We decree in the prayer that the floodgates of heaven are open over our lives and we receive more than we have enough room to receive. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let every hole in our bags be closed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, rebuke the devourer for our sake, oh God. We decree in the prayer that all nations will call us blessed because we have, hallelujah, we will be a delightful land. Amen. Well, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree in the prayer, Isaiah 16:11, how our gates are open continually, that the fruits, the wealth of the nation come into our lives. My Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough. We decree in the prayer, Ezekiel 34:26, let your showers of blessing come into our lives. Oh, Lord, let our vats overflow. Let our barns be filled with plenty and our prayers, hallelujah, burst with new wine. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare that we are well, amen. We decree and declare Isaiah 53:5 that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ, amen. Our family is healed. Our children are healed, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, sickness, you cannot stay, amen. Pain and ache, you cannot stay. You got to go in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We command you to be uprooted right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and be cast down. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare Matthew 8:17, that Jesus carried our sickness and infirmities, amen. So we are healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak healing and strength to our bones, our muscles, our joints, our organs, our heads, our eyes, our throat, our glands, our blood, our marrow, our lungs, our kidneys, our liver, our spleen, our spine, our pancreas, our eyes, our bladder, our ears, our nose, our sinuses, our mouth, our tongue, and feet. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we loose ourselves from all heart attack and stroke, rooted in fear. We command all spirits of fear to leave us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We rebuke and cast out our spirits causing diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, hallelujah, kidney failure, leukemia, blood disease, breathing problems, arthritis, lupus, Alzheimer's, insomnia in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. We repeatedly break and rebuke and cast out our spirits of cancer that will attempt to establish itself in our lungs, bones, breast, throat, back, spine, liver, kidney, pancreas, skin, or stomach. stomach or any other part of our bodies, and those that are standing their bodies, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we speak healing, we speak life, amen, we shall live and not die, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray right now that you would strengthen our immune system, amen, let it be strengthened in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, renew our youth like the eagles, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough on tonight. But yes, yet and still we thank you, Lord God. Hiya, Oh, Lord, help, 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 oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. Oh, Lord, let joy overtake us, oh, God, right now. Unspeakable joy. Let all be filled with your joy. For the Bible tells that we've been doing for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We thank you for this new morning, oh, God, this new day. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough. But yet and still we thank you. Lord, we thank you for your word is true and forever established in heaven. Lord, as we read your word on tonight, oh God, we ask, oh God, hallelujah, to open up our understanding of the scripture. Let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We come against every unteachable spirit, every hindering spirit, lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of limitation, stagnation, procrastination. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of destruction, familiar spirit, spirit of death, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for opening up the way. Thank you, Lord God, for this deliverance. And by faith we receive our deliverance. Amen. We will not look back. We shall put our hands to the plow. Amen. For the kingdom of God is at hand. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, oh, Lord, that you bless us in our going and coming on today and those in our family that will be traveling the road, oh, God, these wee hours of the night, oh, God, and morning and day, oh, God. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today or those in our family and loved ones may take. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it, in it, round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread, heads may lay. Amen. Over our homes and all that's in our homes. And we decree the prayer. The blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. We put on us the full arm of God, and we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us and those in our family members and loved ones. From the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that tries to come into our lives. And we decree and declare victory over all the works of the enemy. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker. We blind their eyes and deafen their ears right now. They will not speak any evil against our life or those in our family. They will not be able to locate us in the spirit or in the natural. Amen. They will not be able to hear our prayers, amen, or conversations unless we speak directly to them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, I pray, oh God, as we dive daily to this flesh, oh Lord, strengthen our spirit man, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory on tonight, amen, to overflow that all will see and know that we belong to you, that we are your children, amen, hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare all is well with us in our home, that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord, that we belong to you, that we are your children, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, for we are the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Clothed with the robe of righteousness. Amen. Filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. We are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Help us to love even more, God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise right where you are. If you just open up your mouth right now, just thank God. Amen. Come on. Let's give God some praise. Open up your mouth. Come on, I decree and declare. Hallelujah. When you praise him, amen. Hallelujah. When praises go up, blessings come down. Amen. Hallelujah. God, we open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings upon your life that you won't have room enough to receive. Amen. When you just trust God, no matter what you're going through or what it looks like, what it feels like right now, we serve a God of turnaround, and he is able. All belongs to him. All is in his hand. Amen. Hallelujah. He has the final say. Amen. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the author and the finisher. Oh, God, faith. There's no one greater than him. Amen. He's the one true God. Amen. Come on. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ at peace. Be your portion. Just receive it. The Bible tells us, Jesus said in his word, he said, peace I give you, not the world gives, so the world cannot take it away. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. God bless you all on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, set us afire. Set us afire, Holy Spirit of the living God. Set us afire. Set us a fire. Right now, set us a fire. That all will see. Hallelujah. 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 Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. How many glad to be here on tonight? Amen. God has truly kept us. And he keeps on keeping us. Amen. How many know that God can be a keeper? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. A way maker, a promise keeper, a light in the darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. Provider. Amen. Hallelujah. How many times you didn't know how you was going to do it and God sent somebody. Amen. Or you was looking for a way out. God sent them, made a way. Amen. Hallelujah. When the doctor said one thing, God said no. Amen. When did you decide I'm going to believe the report of the Lord? Amen. Oh, God. They may call you crazy. They may call you a whole lot of things. Hallelujah. When you say, I just trust God to do it. They be saying, but you say, but I trust God to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Welcome. Welcome this midnight hour. Hallelujah. I don't know how to tone it down. I'm so excited about being back on the line in the midnight hour because God has truly kept me and not myself. I'm telling you, nothing but God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If it's your first time with us on the line, we'll tell you how everything works. I'm going to close everybody's mic out so that we can hear. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If it's your first time here with us on the line, the way it works is we pray before we pray as we enter in. Amen. Let the Holy Spirit have its way. And then I call everybody's name. If I don't know your name, by your phone number, I call your phone number. We just want to know how you're doing this midnight hour. And then we just introduce everybody. Everybody go online and say, hey, doing good. And then we have our scripture reading. And then we have our a prayer petition. And then I'll close it out in prayer and release the pastor's blessing. Amen. We come believing on this line. Amen. And I pray that you came believing on tonight. And if not, I pray that God will help you with your unbelief and increase your faith the more to receive, to know that God is still able. Amen. So God bless you. At this time, I'm going to call your name. Tuan, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
Welcome. Good morning. Mm-hmm. I'm doing great. I just want to testify that God is a healer. Like as on yesterday, as the prayers were going for the healing, I don't know if I mentioned this on the line, but I was having some pains in my in my chest. It felt like some muscle pains, and I've been aching and sore, and I had just started to feel it in the morning. So as you were speaking, as you were praying prayers of healing, I touched my chest and believing that I would heal and stop the pain, and immediately this is the second time. This is the second time I trust and believe and ask God to take the pain away, and immediately it left. And I was looking, and I did the same positions that I was feeling it before we got on the prayer line. And I said, is it gone for real? You know, and it never came back, and it's gone. And I people don't believe it until they actually believe in God for it, and he do it immediately. So I just want to testify God is a healer, and that I believe and I receive all the prayers that went forth on today. I need it, all of it, and I receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you. I'm grateful to be this morning.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory Hallelujah. To God. I'm telling you, I received it too. I'm last night. The healing prayers was going forth, and I'm telling you, I was catching it left and right. I was just, oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, I couldn't even lay down straight. I was so good. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even sleep. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank you so much for your commitment to the line. You know, being on the line at midnight, I know it's a push for some of us. It's a struggle, but I promise if you get on in here, God's going to do a miracle. He's going to work a miracle in you and for you, and definitely understanding that he wants to use you to bring others in. Amen. Hallelujah. By your testimony, many will be saved. Many will seek God even more. So God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I don't know this phone number, 832-929-0007. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
I'm good.
Amen. Is this Ayana? Or is this Kiara?
Kiara.
Kiara?
Kiara.
Kiara. Welcome. God bless you. Thank you for joining us in Midnight Hour Prayer. Amen. Who invited you on the line?
Tuan invited me tonight.
Tuan. All right, Twan. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I didn't know who number this is. Well, to make sure I got your name correctly, did you say Kiara?
Kiara.
Her name's Kiara.
Kiara. Let me make sure. I'm going to write it down right.
Good morning, Kiara.
Can you spell it for me,
K-I-A-R-A.
Okay, Kiara. All right. Well, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
I'm doing good. Thank y'all for having me.
Oh, we welcome you. We thank God for you. We love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen and amen. It's always good to invite people to come on with our brothers and sisters, and they come. Amen. So we get excited. So God bless you, and I pray that the joy of the Lord overtakes you, fills you up, amen, becomes contagious, that anyone that you're around, they will receive the joy, they will catch the joy, the fire of joy be with them as well. Amen. The spirit of joy just overtake them as well in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Mama Sharon Garden, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
Fine. Thank God another night to praise God.
Amen.
And we can't say thank you, Lord. When y'all
thank you, Lord.
Healing last night, I had one of them headaches, but God is good.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
I can't say
yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if you didn't, whoever was on the line last night, if you wouldn't believe it, I'm telling you, because the prayers went forth and the Holy Spirit was moving and healing was being released. The healing virtue of God was being released. The miracle virtue. I'm telling you, if you just believe, once you laid your hand on yourself and you believe it, you have all faith and you stood there and received it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. It was so. Amen. According to your faith. Amen. So God bless you. Mama Sharon Gordon, we love you. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
I am blessed in Jesus' name. And I thank the Lord that we were on the line running our mouth before the line started. me and my sister, because we were wide awoke.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So good to have you on the line. Glory to God. Was already up and ready. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. I just thank God for your heart and your commitment to be on the line at midnight here with us, as you do every Saturday and some Sundays for church service. So God bless you. Definitely been a blessing to my life, and I'm just going to keep saying it to you because I love you so much. God bless you. God keep
you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
I'm looking forward to seeing you next month.
Yes, I don't know if I'm coming next month because I had some stuff that went on. I have to be at work, so the time that I had to take off, I had to go into the hospital. A lot of y'all didn't know I went to the hospital. I don't really talk about it, but I had to go into the hospital, and I stayed there for a little bit and came out. I had to use that time. So I don't know if I'll be able to come out in October. But we'll see what God says and how God works it out.
So
God bless you. God keep you. But in due time, in due time, in due time.
Yes.
God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Shavante, Sister Shavante, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
I'm doing good. How are you tonight?
Hey, man. Glory to God. So good to have you on the line. Glad you made it on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. You're hanging in there. We thank God. Maybe God can still working on out, make a way, amen, even right now, amen. Yet while the Bible tells you, yet while we're praying, God is already answering. So answer prayers are already right there at the door, amen. So watch God do it. I just can't wait to hear the testimony from you. God bless you. God keep you, sister. We love you, and we thank God for you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Mama, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
Again, good morning, everybody. Again, I'm always saying I'm sleepy. I was asleep, and I woke up out of my sleep to get on here. Sharon, Sister Sharon, her phone is acting up. It won't let her dial out. So she will be coming back on tomorrow. She has to go to another service, I think. Because dialing this number says she's just making unauthorized calls or whatever. You know how that phone was tripping with the 1-2.
Oh, yeah. Traffic pumping, they say it depends on what company, like Boost or. Is she with Boost and some of the companies?
Yeah, with Boost. Yeah, she Boost. And, but she's doing good. She say, tell y'all that Satan trying to be busy over there, but she's doing good. And I'm walking up on here. So, thank the Lord, and
amen.
Again, hello, everybody. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, and hello to you. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. We love you. We thank God for you, Mama. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Janelle, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
I'm good. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Hey, man, good to have you on the line.
I said I was asleep, and then my body just rose up. I was like, oh, the prayer call. It was like I got smacked in the head to get it.
Get on up. All right. Well, God bless you. God keep you. So good to have you on the line this midnight hour. I'm so excited. Amen. For what God is doing in your life, what God is about to do. Amen. Even the more. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. I know you all can't hear each other right now. It's just I have to close out the mute the lines because the background sometimes get a bit loud in some places. So I want to make sure we all can hear each other on tonight. I'm doing good this midnight hour. As you can tell, I'm excited. I just thank God for life and life in abundance. I'm just so grateful, you know, just being in that place of gratefulness and gratitude. So just happy to be here on the line on tonight. I just want to make sure we listen up by Aunt Sharon on tonight. Also, Sister Shavante that's on the line tonight is trusting God for a miracle in her life that God would step in right now and remove every delay and turn things around for her and her family. Jennifer Kelly, I'm trying to lift her up. Angela Green, Cousin Sean Denise, Twan's Aunt Betty, and for healing and for deliverance, and that God would just
open up a way for our Father we're praying for him tonight, and that that God will remove every delay, amen, for our prayers, so that our prayers will be answered according to God's will, that God's will be done overall in the name of Jesus Christ. Ayanna Williams and her family, Micah Evenhouse, James Fryland, Paula Smith and her family, amen, in the name of Jesus. So we just thank God, my mother-in-law as well, my husband and our children, grandchildren and loved ones. So just thanking God, lifting up my own mother on tonight as well, praying that God will heal her, and anything that's not of God, that God will uproot it out of her life, anything that's causing her to stay stagnant in her healing, that God will remove it, and that healing will spring forth, and that she will testify the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I speak long life and the peace and the joy of God over her life right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. I pray that God that will continue to strengthen my niece Twan that's on the line even more, to seek him even more in this time of her life, that will actually add years to her life and the life of her father. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you. And love you, Lord. We just want to say thank you. And it's in Jesus' name. I pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Tonight our scripture is going to be coming from the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 through 11. Again, it's Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 through 11. Hallelujah. That's Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 through 11. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 through 11, but what things were gained to me, these I have counted lost for Christ. Yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, from whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Verse 11 says, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. And what the Bible is saying, and have an understanding of the word of God, how it applies here when Apostle Paul is speaking. When Apostle Paul speaks of what things were gained to me, he is referring to his credentials. See, some of us have credentials, credits, and successes. So in understanding, after showing that he could beat the Judaizers at their own game of being proud of who they were in and what they had done, Apostle Paul shows that it is the wrong game. Amen. Be careful of considering your position or past achievements so important that they get in the way of your relationship with Christ. When we look in verse 8, understand that after Paul considered everything he had accomplished in his life, he decided to write it all off as a loss. When he compared the greatness of knowing Christ, hallelujah, understand that we should value our relationship with Christ as more important than anything else. To know Jesus, amen, should be our ultimate goal. Yet how do we know him better? When we study the life of Christ in the Gospels to see how he lived and responded to people. And then we study all the New Testament references to Christ, and, you know, in the book of Colossians. And then as we worship and pray, let the Holy Spirit remind you of Christ's word. Hallelujah. Take up Christ's mission to preach the gospel and learn from his suffering. Apostle Paul gave us everything, family. He gave up everything, family, friendship, and freedom in order to know Christ and his resurrection power. We too have access to this knowledge and this power, but we may have to make sacrifices to enjoy it fully. What are you willing to give up in order to know Christ Jesus? What are you willing to give up? Ask yourself, what am I willing to give up? A crowded schedule in order to set aside a few minutes each day for prayer and Bible study, a friend's approval. Some, you know, just think about it. Just think about that. Some of your plans or pleasures, whatever you must change or give up, having Christ and becoming one with him will be more than worth the sacrifice. Hallelujah. As I get ready to wrap up the inscription, verse 9 through 11 here, no amount of law keeping, self-improvement, discipline, or religion effort can make us right with God. Righteousness comes only from God, and we are made righteous, receiving, you know, to receive right standing with him by trusting in Jesus Christ. When we do this, he exchanges our sin and shortcomings for his complete righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we become one with Christ by trusting him, we experience the power that raised him from the dead. That same mighty resurrection power helps us live morally renewed and regenerated lives. But as we walk in our new life, we also share in his death by considering our old way of life and simple desires as dead and unresponsive. Jesus at the resurrection gives us Christ's power to live for him. The crucifixion marks the death of our old sinful nature. We can't know the victory of the resurrection without personally experiencing the meaning of the cross. When Apostle Paul wrote, "If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead," he was not implying uncertainty or doubt. He did not know how he would die, whether by execution or by natural death. But he did not doubt that he would be raised to life. He knew that his attainment of eternal life was within God's power and not his own. Just as Christ was exalted after his resurrection, we will one day share Christ's glory. Apostle Paul knew that he might die soon, but he had faith that he would be raised to life again. Amen. Father God, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. It is my prayer tonight that we all be the doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. And if your prayers have already went forth and you receive the prayers according to your faith, just say amen as I call your name. Poor God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to lift up. I want to lift up my family, my marriage in particular, my husband Deontay Lede, and myself. As a prayers went forth, I received all the prayers. I felt the release, but I feel an uneasiness in my spirit coming back. And so, I just want to pray against all attacks of the enemy.
Amen, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, as we come on tonight with our faith, with combined faith with your daughter, oh God. And Lord, we just pray, oh God, for a mighty move in the life of her family, oh God, and her household and her marriage, oh God, and anything that the enemy is causing division or confusion, oh God. Oh, we come against it with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare right now victory over her marriage. Amen. Let peace come and be still, oh God. Oh, Father God, let them renew their vows within their spirit, oh God, that they would speak with a new tongue and see each other with new eyes and hear with new ears, oh God, and consider one another in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, I pray right now that they will walk, hallelujah, on one accord, because your word says, how can two agree? How can two walk together unless they agree, oh God? Lord, I pray, oh God, that they will come to an agreement that they can walk together all the days of their life, whether there's an understanding or misunderstanding, oh God, but they will know how to, hallelujah, overcome those things, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that they will not succumb to the devil and his tactics, oh God, hallelujah, and his plot, plans, and agenda against their marriage, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So your word says if we resist the devil, he shall flee, oh God. So Lord, I pray, oh God, hallelujah, that they will resist the devil together, that he shall flee in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh Lord, I pray, oh God, let the fire stay with our sight, oh Lord. And we decree and declare victory right now over all that's in your home. Amen. And we put the blood of Jesus Christ over your torn, over your marriage, over your children, all that you have and will have. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ answers for you, covers you, protects you, makes all things new in your home, in your marriage, and all that you love and concerned about. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. May you receive
amen.
The peace of God. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. We come against every curse that's been spoken, whether from your mouth, his mouth, or the mouth of the enemy, and we come against it, and we destroy those words, and we decree and declare new life. Amen. New beginnings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hold on to it, and don't let go of it. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Kiara. God bless you. Welcome. Go ahead.
I just want to pray over some guidance in my life. I'm like facing a lot of decisions recently, and I'm on a short like notice, and I just want to follow the right path that God needs me to be on.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come on tonight with all faith, the combined faith with your daughter, Lord, I ask that you increase the faith even the more, God, to receive your miracle working power that's already working on the inside of her, Lord God. And Lord, we pray, oh God, let her operate with your godly counsel, God. Oh Lord, lead her and guide her, God, in the direction that you would have her to go. Oh Lord, let her operate with your wisdom, oh God, that she will make the right choices, that she will truly be blessed, oh Lord. So Lord, I ask that you will order every last one of her steps, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, let there be a leading of your Holy Spirit that will lead, guide, instruct, direct her in our everything concerning her life and those that she loves and concerned about in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I pray that you will open up the way where it seems to be no way right now. And Lord, I pray for spiritual alignment, oh God. I pray, oh God, when things are not in order, oh God, according to your order, oh God, let things fall in order in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for divine position for the life of your daughter, that she may be able to receive from you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We silence the mouth of the evil speak, oh God, for your word says that your know your voice and they don't come to a stranger. Oh, Lord, let her hear you loud and clear, Lord God, that she may receive divine directions and instructions that you have for her life, that she would truly be blessed. Let thy will be done in the life of your daughter, oh God. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory on today. Amen. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, Lord God. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My Lord, my God. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your name. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
All I can say, through prayer, God can change things. All we
Amen.
Have to bow mind upon Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Make a way for us. And I accept all prayers in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Amen. And I'm so glad
Amen.
To be
Amen.
On one more time in Jesus.
One more time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. I pray the Lord continue to be your strength. Father God, you bless him with a supernatural strength. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let us taste and see. Hallelujah. That you're still good even the more. Amen. Hallelujah. Let that be a refreshing.
Hallelujah.
Let that be a time of refreshing, oh God, for the life and the body and the spirit of your daughter. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that you'll bless her husband, oh God, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Oh God, bring a restoration and healing to his body. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare all is well. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name
well.
We say, to God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you,
God bless you, God.
Thank
keep you. We love you.
Hallelujah.
And we
hallelujah.
Thank God for you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
thank
God.
You,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Go ahead.
Well, my request tonight, I got to go have a procedure tomorrow. And I know Jesus is already there, and I want the line to pray for me that everything will be success in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you as we come up tonight, such an agreement with your daughter, Father God. We ask you that in Jesus' name, oh Lord, that you would go before preparing a way, oh God, that you would call forth your doctors and medical staff, oh God, that you've ordained for the life of your daughter, oh God, that they would come forth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and Nazareth. We cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents that is in place, oh God. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that their eyes are blind, their ears are deaf, and their tongues are mute. Amen. In the mighty name of of Jesus Christ, their legs are paralyzed, their works have come to nothing, and we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory over the procedure that she'll have on tomorrow, that it will be successful, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We put the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers you, protects you, keeps you, strengthens you, amen, makes all things new, heals you, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for your blood that protects your daughter. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You.
Glory
thank
to God. God bless you.
You.
We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. We'll be checking on you.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Savant, say God bless you. Go ahead. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead. All righty. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
All right. Amen, amen, amen. My prayers for marriages. We was praying, what was the beginning, about marriages. And I would pray about my marriages. I have seen a whole lot of difference in my husband and myself, too. Well, now we can, we ain't fussing, and sometimes a cuss word to come out, we're not doing that, and we just, a whole lot of the changes for the better. So I pray for marriage, just trust in the Lord, and he will do it, because he's the only one who can do it. And I pray that on Friday, I didn't know I had an appointment with a doctor, something about with the blood. I don't know nothing about all that there, but praying that I already know it's okay. God say so, it's okay. So just praying, you know, for good news, and praying for my breathing. My breathing has got kind of shallow when I walk and stuff, is getting shorter. So I'm praying for healing with the COPD, the lungs, that God restore my lungs back to, I would say, to a youth. So that's my prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We touch and agree with everything, every prayer that went forth that you petition right now. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, as your daughters come on tonight, we're believing, oh God, trusting you for a mighty move in every aspect of her life and her marriage, oh God, and those in the marriage on the line. Lord, we pray, oh God, for restoration, oh God, that you restore our lungs, oh God, restore health for the days of our youth, oh God. Lord, speak to the blood, for we know life of the flesh is in the blood, that healing will spring forth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Of never anything that's in the blood, oh God, that's not of you, oh Lord, let it be delivered right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Of never. And we just want to say thank you. We speak life. We speak healing. We speak the blessing and the favor of God upon your life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Of never. Lord, we believe your report, oh God, and we decree and declare all is well with you. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Mama. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Jamel, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. My prayer petition is for, I want to lift up my husband in his walk in Christ. Last night we was on a prayer call. I didn't even know that he would stay up. And this morning he woke up and he said that he couldn't stop thinking about the prayer call. So I just pray God does a work in him. And so that we can be together, you know, praising the Lord in our walk, so that we are able to teach our children as well. And also I wanted to pray for myself that I have better patience with my children.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come, oh God, with all faith, combined faith with your daughter on tonight. Oh, Lord, is trusting you for a mighty move in the life of her husband, oh God. Lord, we pray for spiritual growth, spiritual growth, spiritual alignment, oh God, as we die daily to the flesh, oh God. We ask you to strengthen the spirit, man, God, that he will seek you even more, oh God, that he will thirst after righteousness, oh God, that he will rise up seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, and that he won't be fixated or worried about other things, oh God, knowing that all
things are in your hand. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. I pray that him and his wife can come together in prayer, oh God, and hallelujah, that he would take position, oh God, for your word said that man is called to be the head of his home and the priest of his home, oh God. So, Lord, we pray that you will pour into him all that he needs, oh God, to fulfill the assignment, oh God, that you placed in his care in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, I pray that you anoint his head with your holy oil, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I pray that you will strengthen him with a supernatural strength, that you will be his strength, oh God. Let joy overtake him, oh God. Let him be excited about your word, oh God, to hear, hallelujah, what thus said the Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Brother God.
Thank
and Lord,
you,
I pray, oh God, let the fruit of your spirit take root and manifest in your daughter, oh God, as she is seeking, oh God, to be more patient. For we know that, hallelujah, the fruit of the spirit is patience, oh God. So, Lord, I pray, oh God, that she would operate with patience with her children and all that she does, oh God, that she would operate with, hallelujah, with patience, that you would give her the peace and the strength to endure. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory over you and your family and all that you love and concerned about. And we decree and declare that there shall be no lack of God's goodness, that every need is met and will be met in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And you just trust God even more. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. So yes. God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God
amen.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
God keep you.
Thank you.
We love you. Thank God for you. Amen and amen. At this time, we're going to get ready to wrap up here. We reached the hour. So the line is already cut. It's already cut itself. So we're just going to go ahead and wrap up here. Father God, we thank you. We bless your name, Holy Spirit of the living God, and all that you have done for us, oh God. We just want to say thank you on tonight for every prayer that went forth, oh God, and all that's on the line. Father God, I pray that you would just continue to do a new work in us, Father God, and change us and make us more like you, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for your word says, oh God, that you know the hearts of man and that you search the heart of man. So, Lord, we ask that you search our heart, oh God, and if there be any wicked way in us, oh God, anything that's not like you, let it be exposed, oh God, and uprooted and taken out of us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let, oh Lord, let deliverance come, oh God. Lord, we want to be delivered. We want to be set free, oh God, from anything that's not of you, Father God, as we humble ourselves on tonight, oh God, under your mighty hand, oh God, that we may be forgiven and delivered, hallelujah, from all that's not of you. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name in your blessing, oh God, that you will bless us and you multiply, that you will multiply us, oh God, with our goodness, our favor, our protection, and our love and peace. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we receive it, hallelujah, with all faith. Hallelujah, Lord. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that we will operate, oh God, help us to operate with the spirit of obedience. And we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, though, we leave this line, but never your presence, oh God. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you would bless us on tonight with sweet dreams and a peaceful sleep. We rebuke and we cast out our spirits of incubus and succubus, every vampire spirit, creeping spirit, demonic spirit, any spirit that would cause nightmares or insomnia or sleep paralysis. And we decree and declare you have come to nothing and you're destroyed. And we decree and declare victory. And we shall sleep well in the Lord. Amen. For our sleep cometh from you, oh God. Oh, Lord, speak to our hearts on tonight, oh God. And let healing come. Let restoration come. Amen. Let your word come to us. Let your, hallelujah, let your angels, oh God, your high-ranking angels help around us and those in our family, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers through the night, oh God. And Lord, we ask in your ministering angels to minister to us on tonight. Amen. That there may be a time of refreshing. And we thank you for, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. Every prayer that went forth over our sleep and all that we have, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us, all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. If you receive it, say amen tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
To God.
Amen.
At this time, I'll call your name if you have anything like this, if anything you'd like to say. If not, just say amen, and then I'll release the pastor's blessing. Kim, go ahead.
Amen.
Did you say me? Yes. I just want to say I believe and I receive, and I just pray that we all open ourselves up enough to believe and receive all the prayers that went forth and what God will have for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Kevin?
Kiara. I think how you say it. Kiara.
Kiara.
Amen. Kiara. That's coming. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead. Okay, I can't hear you. Mama Sharon Gordon.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Cousin Dorita.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, hallelujah. Devante, God bless you. Mama, go ahead.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Jamel?
Amen.
Jamel?
I receive amen. I receive it. I receive all the prayers.
Amen. Hallelujah. I receive it too in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you, beautiful women of God. I thank you. Amen. We have day 14. We thank God we enter in. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you live under the spiritual authority of God. May Jesus Christ be the Lord and Savior of your life. May the kingdom of God on earth begin to manifest itself because of your obedience to the will of God. May his favor, his power, and his blessing be poured upon you because you have submitted to the ultimate power, the spiritual authority of God, the Father himself. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. I love you. Enjoy
good
your day.
Night.
Glory. Day. Good night. Good morning. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
yeah.
No.
get that on a great day. But when I get to heaven,